Good morning, this is Justin Nyoni. Welcome to Justin Nyoni Audio. Today is just quite amazing. I woke up listening to Dr. Peterson, and you're going to listen to a clip. Very, very important, because what's important about this episode, as we listen to Dr. Peterson, is very personal. He asks some very specific questions that I started listening to this morning, and today is like I'm recording this on the 16th of January. So it's right at the beginning of the year. And at the beginning of the year, you'd want to fix your life in such a way that you're going to achieve your goals, you know. So we're in this phase where we are reorienting our lives towards our goals. 2021, we've just been through a terrible 2020. And it's been a good year for me in terms of getting me to the path where I need to go. We have had lots of time to reevaluate where I am and what I really, really want out of life. But the one thing that, as I was listening to Dr. Peterson, is the one thing that came out is the fact that, you know, looking at yourself, and there's a couple of questions that I wrote down that I think will be very beneficial to you. And the first question is, what are you doing to absolutely screw up your life every day? So, I mean, if you sit down and think, okay, how am I shooting myself in the foot? And if you take some time with that question, you know, and sit down and say, okay, when I look at my life, my relationship, my career, my financial life, what is the one thing that I'm doing that is screwing up? What is a dumb thing that I'm doing that I'm constantly doing that's screwing up my life? And when you really think about it and you really try and examine and think, okay, where am I really going against my goals here? And then you start to realize, okay, there's some behavior, there's some stuff that I need to change. And another question that came up is, which was like so relevant to me, where have you been blind? When I set out my goals, it just took me back 2010, and I had like a beginning of 2010, I had like a month where I prayed and I had all my goals down and I had all the things that I needed to do. And 10 years later, I'm looking at this and I've gone off course, you know, and I'm trying to think, where have I been blind? When I started this thing, I was blind in certain states. And, you know, as we progress in life, we get more wiser. You know, you maybe your goals weren't the right ones, and maybe the steps that I took weren't the right ones. So I'm trying to ask myself, which is what Dr. Peterson is encouraging. You ask yourself, okay, where am I blind? What new information has come to light to, you know, that added information that I now have, that I see, okay, fine, I might have made a mistake when I was setting my goals, or when I was going after it, there were certain sections that I couldn't see, you know. Because, you know, we are blind in certain ways, because focus creates blindness. As you focus on one thing, you're blind towards another thing. And it's usually the things that you don't see that hit you and that take you off course, or, you know, or knowledge that you don't have that prevents you from getting where you want to go. So it's a useful question to ask yourself, like, okay, how can I incorporate this new knowledge now that I know this? Now that I know maybe I didn't know this thing. That's very, very critical. And I'm looking at it myself and I'm examining. I mean, this is something that's happening in real time for me. And then I get to share it with you. So where am I blind? Okay. And so the next thing is what can you do to fix it? Now that you've got this new knowledge, how can I incorporate it into my day right now? And how can I start to fix it? What do I need to do to fix it? What do I need to do to make it better now? This is January, so this is what we're going to do for January. This is how we're going to improve ourselves, get ourselves on the right track, get into beast mode. And a lot of things, that's the thing that stops us from getting into beast mode, because you want to move forward, you want to go forward, you want to go start a workout, you want to start this, you want to start studying, but there's something that's holding you back. And some of these questions kind of like help you to go through some of the blocks in your life, you know, some of the areas where you need to, because questions bring up a lot of stuff, you know, and that's what it's doing for me. And especially when you hear it from somebody else, and that's why I like Jordan Peterson, because he's a clinical psychologist. He comes in, you know, what comes through is the knowledge of psychology, and he's a professor, so that stuff comes through, and he brings a different angle to goal setting, to the psychology of achievement. He brings that different angle, and that's why I think, you know, of all the people I'm listening to right now, he's kind of like taking it in a way that's really, really beneficial to me. I think maybe it's because of where I am right now in my life, but I think it's something that you can extract some value on. So what he says is, another thing that he says, now that you know where you're screwing up, now that you know where you've been blind. Another thing, what's important is, I think, how can, you know, what's your aim, what's your desire, what you really, really want out of your life? And this is something that's constantly being updated. So don't be afraid to change it. And as you live more, because when I was 20, what I wanted now that I'm 35, is different. Now that I've got a family, and now that I've gone through everything, that you, like, you've gone through everything. You've seen what's good, you've seen what's not good. Maybe you had other goals to, okay, you want to have this car, you want to do this. Maybe sometimes you've achieved it, but there's still a sense of dissatisfaction. And I spoke about it last time, but, you know, dissatisfaction is one of those things that you really, really don't want out of your life, regret. And when you're at this place where I've got what I've got, but I'm not really happy, that's a good place to be, because that's now you time that we can reorient ourselves towards something that's really, really good for us. And something that's got meaning. That's what's most important. He's like, you know, one of the things that Dr. Peterson says is storms are going to come in life. And I like the way that he uses the biblical story of Noah. The flood is going to come. But when the flood comes, you know, you need to be in an ark, in a boat, that you need to be in something that has meaning for you. Because that's the thing that's going to sustain you through hard times. There's nothing that sustains a man through hard times other than when he's doing something that is full of purpose. When you're just living your life and you're just paying bills and you're just doing this thing and you've got no purpose, when crisis comes, because it's not an if, but it's a when. When crisis comes, you can't stand, because there's nothing that you're doing that gives your life meaning. So that's why it's important to find meaning, find the thing that you want to do, find your place in the world and where you fit in it and how you can contribute to it, you know. And once you do that, and once you incorporate that in your day, I mean, that your life becomes like almost like a dream, because I'm doing something every day that is meaning to me, that means something to me, that it just fires up your life in a whole different way. And I think this is something that's very important, especially for men. Because, I mean, studies show that we are more confused than women at the same age. And it's kind of natural. You can see that's why we're achieving less. There's less men at universities. There's less men graduating. I think there are more female doctors now than there are male doctors. Women are achieving a lot. And a lot of the times is because they easily get to that place of satisfaction than us. We tend to grope around a lot to find something that fits. So I know where you are and where I am. So those are kind of a couple of the questions that I just wanted to encourage you with. As we listen to Dr. Jordan Peterson, enjoy it. This is something so important. I encourage you, if you've got a friend, let him listen to this thing. You can cut out the first part if it's me, but listen to what Jordan Peterson is saying in this episode. So cheers, listen to. I will see it at the end of this segment. So cheers, listen to this thing.
Sit on your bed one day and ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life? And if you actually ask that question, but you have to want to know the answer, right? Because that's actually what asking the question means. It doesn't mean just mouthing the words. It means you have to decide that you want to know. You'll figure that out so fast it'll make your hair curl. There's no better pathway to self-realization and the ennoblement of being than to posit the highest good that you can conceive of and commit yourself to it. And then you might also ask yourself, and this is definitely worth asking, is do you really have anything better to do? And if you don't, well, why would you do anything else? If you orient yourself properly and then pay attention to what you do every day, that works. And I actually think that that's in accordance with what we have come to understand about human perception, because what happens is that the world shifts itself around your aim. Because you're a creature that has an aim. You have to have an aim in order to do something. You're an aiming creature. You look at a point and you move towards it. It's built right into you. And so you have an aim. Well, let's say your aim is the highest possible aim. Well, then so that sets up the world around you. It organizes all of your perceptions. It organizes what you see and you don't see. It organizes your emotions and your motivations. So you organize yourself around that aim. And then what happens is the day manifests itself as a set of challenges and problems. And if you solve them properly, then you stay on the pathway towards that aim. And you can concentrate on the day. And so that way you get to have your cake and eat it too, because you can point into the distance, the far distance, and you can live in the day. And it seems to me that makes every moment of the day supercharged with meaning. That's how, because if everything that you're doing every day is related to the highest possible aim that you can conceptualize, well, that's the very definition of the meaning that would sustain you in your life. Well, and then the issue is, well, back to Noah. Well, all hell's about to break loose and chaos is coming. It's like when that's happening in your life, you might want to be doing something that you regard as truly worthwhile, because that's what will keep you afloat when everything is flooded. And you don't want to wait until the flood comes to start doing that, because if your ark's half built and you don't know how to captain it, the probability is very high that you'll drown. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. That sounded pretty optimistic again. But again, I think it's a description of the structure of existential reality, and by which I mean, when I'm in my clinical practice and I observe, and this is also the case with my students, is let's say people's lives aren't what they would like them to be. And so then you ask, why? Well, forget about tragedy and catastrophe, because that's self-evident and we're not going to discuss that. Although the degree to which you bring about your own tragedy is always indeterminate. But I would never say that every terrible thing that is visited on a person is something they deserved. I think that that's a very dangerous presupposition, especially because everyone gets sick and everyone dies. But one of the main reasons that people don't get what they want is because they don't actually figure out what it is. And the probability that you're going to get what would be good for you, let's say, which would even be better than what you want, right? Because, you know, you might be wrong about what you want easily. But maybe you could get what would really be good for you. Well, why don't you? Well, because you don't try. You don't think, okay, here's what I would like if I could have it. And I don't mean in a way that you manipulate the world to force it to deliver you goods for status or something like that. That isn't what I mean. I mean something like, imagine that you were taking care of yourself like you were someone you actually cared for. And then you thought, okay, I'm caring for this person. I would like things to go as well for them as possible. What would their life have to be like in order for that to be the case? Well, people don't do that. They don't sit down and think, all right, you know, let's figure it out. You've got a life. It's hard, obviously. It's like 3 years from now, you can have what you need. You got to be careful about it. You can't have everything. You can have what would be good for you, but you have to figure out what it is, and then you have to aim at it. Well, my experience with people has been is if they figure out what it is that would be good for them, and then they aim at it, then they get it. And it's strange because they don't necessarily, it's a strange thing. It's not quite that simple because, you know, you may formulate an idea about what would be good for you, and then you take 10 steps towards that and you find out that your formulation was a bit off, and so you have to reformulate your goal. You know, you're kind of going like this as you move towards the goal. But a huge part of the reason that people fail is because they don't ever set up the criteria for success. And so since success is a very narrow line and very unlikely, the probability that you're going to stumble on it randomly is zero. And so there's a proposition here, and the proposition is if you actually want something, you can have it. Now the question then would be, well, what do you mean by actually want? And the answer is that you reorient your life in every possible way to make the probability that that will occur as certain as possible. And that's a sacrificial idea, right? It's like, you don't get everything. Obviously. But maybe you can have what you need. And maybe all you have to do to get it is ask. But asking isn't a whim or today's wish. It's like, You have to be deadly serious about it. You have to think, okay, like, I'm taking stock of myself. And if I was going to live properly in the world and I was going to set myself up such that being would justify itself in my estimation, and I don't mean as a harsh judge, exactly what is it that I would aim at? And so the issue is not so much the blindness of others, even though there's as much blindness among others as there is for you. But the issue here, the advice here, the description here is you should be concerned about what's interfering with your own vision first. And you should leave other people the hell alone in relationship to that. And so if your mode of being in the world is, if you would just act better, things would improve for me, or if you identify the evil and the catastrophe as something that's outside, that someone else needs to fix, or that someone else is responsible for, then you're not going to fix that. And you're going to remain blind to the things that you're doing and not doing that make things not go well. And so it's just better to think, all right, I'm probably blind in many, many ways. And maybe there are some ways that I could rectify that. Because it's highly probable that you're blind in all sorts of ways. I mean, it's virtually certain. And so it's just more useful to think, how is it that I'm wrong in this situation? I'll tell you something that I learned to do when I was arguing with my wife, which happened quite frequently, because when you actually communicate with people, you find out that there's many things that you don't agree on, and that's because you're actually different creatures. And so if you're actually going to have a truthful conversation, then you're going to find out that you don't see things the same way, and then you can either pretend that that's not the case and gloss over it and then end up in a 30-year silent war, or you can have the damn fight when you need to have it and see if you can straighten it out. So now and then we'd get in a situation where we were at loggerheads, we couldn't move. And, you know, it would spiral up into hate speech, let's say. Because, yeah, everyone laughs because they know they manifest plenty of hate speech towards those they love. So one of the things we learned to do was when we hit an impasse was to separate and to go our own ways and to go sit and think, okay, look, we're at this unpleasant situation. We can't figure out how to move forward. I'd always think, of course it's her fault. Obviously it's her fault. At least 95%. But maybe there was something I did that contributed like 5% to it.
Okay, this is the end of the show. It's been a pleasure having you around. Please send me a message on WhatsApp on +27 65 131 9426. So that's my number. Send me a WhatsApp message. Let me know where you're listening from. It's been a pleasure having you. Have a great day. Please hit me up on Facebook. Justin Nyoni is my name. Justin Nyoni Inc. is my company page. LinkedIn, Justin Nyoni. Send me an email, justinnyoni@outlook.com. I'll get back to you. It's been really a pleasure listening, being with you. Send me a message if you can. Would love to hear from you. And so have a good day. Be informed, be blessed. Have a great day. Cheers.